Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, day 288. Today we are taking up a new topic for discussion, the gland's penis. Penis has three parts, a root, a shaft, and the gland's penis. The gland's penis forms the bulb-shaped head of the penis shaft. It consists of squamous epithelium originating from the ectoderm and therefore is controlled from the cerebral cortex. The squamous epithelium of the glands is again covered by an epidermal skin layer but without the covering of the underskin or corium skin or dermis. The gland's penis is protected by the covering of the foreskin, which is a retractable double-layered epidermal tissue enfolding the glands. Foreskin is the name given to the end part of the penis skin. The inner part of the foreskin contains smegma-producing glands. There is a small elastic band on the underside of the penis called frenulum to protect the urethral opening at the tip of the penis by pulling the foreskin over the glands. The male gland's penis and the female gland's clitoris share the same brain relay. Their brain control centers are located in the post-sensory cortex part of the cerebral cortex, but not in the temporal lobes. Therefore, the principle of gender laterality and hormone status does not apply in the case of gland's penis or gland's clitoris. You have to understand specifically that the epidermal covering of the glands is controlled from the sensory cortex and the squamous epithelial part of the gland's penis alone is controlled from the post-sensory cortex. Here also, there is a crossover correlation, meaning the right half of the gland's penis is controlled from the left side of the post-sensory cortex and the left half of the gland's penis is controlled from the right side of the post-sensory cortex. But please note, the left controlling center is positioned between the relays of the rectum and the right bladder, and the left controlling center is positioned between the relays of the stomach and the left bladder relays. Now we will move on to the most important part in the study of the SBS of the gland's penis, the biological conflict linked to that organ. It is a severe separation conflict associated with the penis. This conflict can be experienced by a male with the loss of a sexual mate or with a harsh sexual rejection. It can also be not wanting to be touched at the penis, as can happen in cases of sexual abuse, sexual molestation, rough handling, unpleasant oral sex, fear of contracting a venereal disease, etc. If a person was caught masturbating, he can develop the conflict of not being allowed to be touched even by oneself. We can call this conflict a penis conflict, usually happening in the surgical procedure of male circumcision. We can include the biological conflict linked to the gland's penis in the conflict theme of separation conflict and therefore controlled from the post-sensory cortex. Remember here that the conflict of the epidermis of the penis and the scrotum is a sexual separation conflict, and those tissues are also ectodermal origin but controlled from the sensory cortex. The biological special program of the gland's penis follows the gullet mucosa program, meaning there is hypersensitivity during the conflict active phase and the epileptoid crisis and hyposensitivity during the healing phase. Please note well that the gland's penis and gland's clitoris are the only two organs of external genitalia that follow the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern, and all other organs of external genitalia follow the outer skin sensitivity pattern with hyposensitivity during conflict activity and epileptoid crisis and hypersensitivity during the healing phase. Those two tissues are controlled from the post-sensory cortex, and all other organs and tissues of external genitalia are controlled from the sensory cortex in the cerebral cortex. Now let us learn the conflict active phase symptoms. There is cell loss or ulceration in the epithelial lining of the glans penis. Due to the hypersensitivity of the CA phase, there will be extreme sensitivity to touch in the penis head. During the healing phase, we saw there is hyposensitivity. The ulcerated area is replenished with new cells. But unlike the other tissues we learned earlier, there will be a numbness due to this hyposensitivity. It is a sort of diminished or complete loss of sensitivity depending on the intensity of the conflict. The healing phase will have a transient phase of hypersensitivity during the epileptoid crisis. Once the biological special program is completed, the penile sensitivity can return to normal. As in the case of any other organ, controlled from the sensory, post-sensory and premotor sensory cortex, during the epileptoid crisis of the SBS of the glans penis also, there can have a troubled circulation, dizzy spells, disturbances of consciousness or complete loss of consciousness depending on the intensity of the conflict. Another possible symptom is a drop of blood sugar found to be due to the excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. Friends, hope you enjoyed learning new organs and tissues and their biological conflicts. If yes, please share. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.